This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Robinson gets away. Now he's going to cut it back. Sean Robinson trying to keep the game alive. Stays on balance. Ball tipped up. Texas Tech has it.
The Red Raiders going into Fort Worth and taking out the Horned Frogs. I switched to that last night because Giants-Eagles was so boring because New York stinks and filthy getting back on track in the NFC East. That was the radio call, or excuse me, the TV call on ESPN. Texas Tech gets the W over Gary Patterson. Sean and RJ on this cloudy Friday. Thank you guys for turning it on, leaving it on, and waking up with us on your home of all things football. Your final chance to win $1,000 for us this week is coming up in 15 minutes. Let's get to college. Let's get to pro. Let's get to RJ Choppy's degenerate picks for the weekend. And I do want to see what you did last weekend because I had a lot of questions about some of your NFL ones. Hit it.
5-5-1.
Oh, overall.
Last week.
Okay. Thought it was going to be worse.
It was 2-2-1 in college and 3-3 in the pro. Okay.
What are you, the Browns?
Yes.
Tying now?
Well, a tie. Ties happen.
Okay.
And that was the Pittsburgh-Atlanta game. That was a tie. It was a 58, was the over-under, and it was 41-17.
Now, when you tie, do you lose?
You get your money back.
Okay. All of it.
All of it.
So you waste your time.
So you wait. No, it's 3 hours of greatness.
But you don't have to pay the vig.
No, you get the vig back.
All right.
Everything comes back to you. Everything that you put out comes back. All right. Would you like college or pro today?
That's profound. Let's go college.
All right. A lot of selections for you in the college game. By the way, I'm already 1-0 this week because I tweeted out before the game last night. Be all over the Eagles minus 1.5.
That was ridiculous. 1.5? What's crazier? 1.5, and I don't want to be spoiler, 1.5 for that game? Or Jags by 3 against us.
That was crazy. That's, 1.5 was
insane.
Yeah, 1.5
is crazier. 1.5 is crazier.
Okay.
Okay, so college. Tonight, take South Florida minus 7 against Tulsa. South Florida minus 7 against the Golden Hurricane.
Okay.
Troy's Aggies will go into Columbia and Williams-Brice Stadium. Aggies minus 2.5 at SoCar. They call them. Old Dominion plus 4.5 against Marshall. ODU's a solid football program, man. There's no reason the Thundering Herd are almost a 5-point favorite.
Are you really following Old Dominion after that gigantic win they had a few weeks back?
They cover all the time right now. Right now they're a cover machine.
Bet on these no-name programs.
These are the programs to bet on.
I will bet on Old Dominion in women's basketball.
These are the you want to bet on these no-names because Vegas doesn't have as much pay. They don't have as much GAS, give a blank.
Oh.
So they don't pay attention to them as much. The best money-making operation is the WNBA.
Really?
If you want to make a ton of money, become a WNBA expert.
Are you for real?
I'm dead serious. They don't know how to handicap it.
Wow.
That's how you make your cash.
He is 100% accurate on that.
How do you know?
Dude, I had a buddy who must have made like close to like $5,000 on the season betting WNBA games, and specifically if you bet halves of WNBA games, it is taking candy from a baby.
Here we go. If you have
legalized gambling in Texas, please,
because no one bets it. They don't pay enough attention to it. There's not
what's
enough
the
money
over under on layups in the Sparks game.
Here you go, Troy. Here is the lock WNBA bet, and I'm being dead serious.
Hit it.
I don't want to take up too much time here.
No.
If you have a double-digit home favorite trailing at the half in the WNBA game, put all your money on that team to cover the second half spread. It is a lock.
Such a degenerate.
That's degenerate, yo, right? For real.
So that's how you do it. WNBA.
Brilliant. Loses, the fact that he knows that.
Yeah.
What makes you a great degenerate is finding the opportunities like this
Yeah.
Where the house is not paying as closely attention.
I am the great degenerate. Absolutely.
Did you bet WNBA last season?
A little bit, yeah. I took some time off.
You should go more in on it.
Yeah, I never know when the season's halfway over before I even realize it's going on.
I didn't know it started back up again. I thought they just had a championship.
Wait, it's going on already now?
No, I don't. Is it?
No.
I have no idea. I don't even know what goes on.
Seattle just won the title.
I'm really asking.
Seattle just won the title.
Colorado +7.5 at USC. Colorado.
Spittle going to come in here now and give us a lecture that we don't know the Dallas team schedule. Who is it?
The Wings.
The Wings.
Yeah, Skylar Diggins, man.
We're going to get Skylar. Is she one of the ones who got mad at LeBron's deal?
She got mad at Harrison Barnes. She went after Harrison Barnes.
Skylar going to be tweeting us and we don't know when the schedule is.
Colorado.
Skylar, tweet all you want.
She's hot.
Hey, go ahead. No. She's a fine athlete.
Yes, she is. She's a wonderful
athlete.
Give
me Liz Cambage, please.
Colorado +7.5 at USC. I love the Buffs in this game. Arkansas Ole Miss under 68. And then a couple of, well, I got a local game here I'm going to throw in. And I got another one on the West Coast. Baylor +14 at Texas. Ooh. Texas wins this game.
Yeah.
But this is a little letdown here. They got this game after the OU game. They've got Oklahoma State coming up after this one.
You've been disrespecting Texas all season.
I'm going to continue it because their quarterback stinks.
Ooh.
Baylor
Ooh.
Is 4-1 against the spread their last five with the Longhorns.
Ooh.
Washington -3 at Oregon. Washington has beat Oregon 108-24 in their last two meetings. Oregon is 1-4 against the spread this year.
I feel like I've become a Pac insider watching so many West Coast college games lately. They're so good. All the games lately have been so good late at night on Saturdays.
So that's college, which I will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 7-0 right there.
Yeah.
I am not totally in love with the NFL lines this week.
Mm, let's hear it.
Baltimore, Tennessee, under 42.
In attendance?
Potentially in
Troy,
both.
You're funny today.
Oh, thanks.
Potentially in both.
Today.
Baltimore's got a really good defense.
One out of 365 is
halfway
good.
I like that.
Okay.
I mean, how many points scored? What was the over-under?
42.
All right, ours is 40 against Jacksonville. So, offensive shootouts everywhere.
Rams -7 at Denver.
Yep.
Like it.
All right.
Although that game, 2 to 3 inches of snow expected in that one.
Snow?
It's snowing in Colorado, man. Denver.
They can do whatever they want offensively.
Chargers -1 at Cleveland.
Chargers -1 at Cleveland. God. Bet
the Chargers scary.
I'm scared of both of them.
Yeah.
Cleveland can play with you.
Cleveland's got
Hugh
a very good team.
Jackson warning people to stay off the bandwagon. Are you out of your mind?
He is out of his mind.
You don't have a bandwagon, dum-dum. What are you talking about? Snoop Dogg, the same as Drake, coming around as a bandwagoner. You don't have a bandwagon. But Browns, Chargers, they're both dangerous to bet on.
Buffalo, Houston, under 41.
Okay. Ugh. Buffalo, Houston, under 41. All right. Ugly.
Buffalo, +10 against Houston. Houston isn't...
Where is the game?
Houston.
Okay.
Houston's not 10 points better than air, as they say.
Mm.
Give me Buffalo +10.
Okay.
So there you go.
At RJ Choppy with his picks on social media. He will tweet them out at RJ Choppy. Roy?
No, that line, I thought that line got extended a little bit. I was like at 7 early on, and now I wonder how it got
to 10?
Far. I wonder if they thought LeSean was on the move or something.
Maybe.
Maybe they still think he's on the move.
All right, let's get to some of these over-unders. You may think they're fun or depressing. We're in a laughing mood on this Friday. I asked RJ to come up with some Cowboy over-unders for just this Jacksonville game. Now, normally LeBron, Bovada.
That's Kawhi.
Oh, Kawhi. Bovada will send us individual game numbers. I emailed them just now. They said they'll come out tomorrow. So give us one by one, and we all have to go ahead and see what we would pick for the offensive futility that we think is coming. Now, we're all picking Jacksonville. Roy and RJ think it's going to be close score-wise. I have Jacksonville 23-10. I think they're going to beat us down. And that's why I asked for some over-unders.
All right. Let us – I want to do points. I don't know if I want to do points first or last.
Okay.
All right. Let's Zeke, go. What do you want?
You do what you want.
All right. Zeke rush yards, over under 79.5.
Last week, we know what happened. I'll give you his games throughout the season and the defenses he did it against. Last week, he had 54 in a close game against the Texans. Against the Lions, a buck 52. Against Seattle, 127. He had 78 against the Giants. He had 69 at Carolina. Jacksonville's run deep. We're all talking about the secondary. They got some nasty dudes up front. Calais Campbell, Defensive Player of the Year. Is it Ngakoue?
Yep.
He is really, really good. And in terms of their rush defense, Jacksonville's number 14. So they're down there a little bit. I will go under for Zeke. Basically 80 yards. I'll go under 79.5, 80, because I think the Cowboys are scoring 10 points total.
Kind of crazy to think that the guy leading the NFL hasn't topped 80 yards in three of the five games that he's played, but I think he's going to make it 4 of 6. I don't think Ezekiel Elliott is going to get 80 yards rushing. I do think he's going to have more than 80 yards total in this game. I think that's a pretty safe bet. Probably not breaking any news there, but boy, you'd like to see those rushing yards a lot better, because if it's much under 80, they might not get over like 200 for the game as a team.
All right.
What are you picking?
I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over.
Over 80 for Zeke rushing.
For the game, yes. Dak passing yards. 157.5. His season average is 192. These are his totals.
192 is his average?
Yes, these are his totals. 170, 160, 168, 255, 208.
And what's your over-under?
157.5.
Ugh! Who wants to go first? 157, that's so low.
I mean, it's not... I'll go first. Under. Under.
Oh, sorry, I'm laughing, man. What are you supposed to do?
The Jacksonville Jaguars are averaging just under 200 yards passing a game allowed this season. That's after going against quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And now they get Dak.
So we, Dak
157.
Dak threw for 160 against the Giants and 168 against Seattle, 170 against Carolina. Jacksonville, under.
Under as well. Under.
I would have put the number at like 130.
Thank you for showing me
and
the
made
way.
You, and made you have some difficulty.
Thank you for showing me the way, Roy.
Wide receiver number one yards.
Oh. Tight end?
Any receiver.
Tight
ends are considered wide receivers.
I picked up Swayman Fantasy this week.
I don't like that. Either. I don't like that move. That could be a shrewd move that I'm not going to be a fan of.
Shrewd move.
Over under 38.5 receiving yards. Ooh. By their leading wideout.
Come on, man.
I got to take over on that, man. You got that's two plays.
38.
That's one big play. That's one breakout. That's one
missed tackle.
If you don't
think he's going to get 157 yards, you basically like 38 yards is
no, but he
is,
can get 40
that's
on a play.
That's 25% of his total throws.
What did he do with Tavon? He had a 44 yarder and then he threw for like 90 yards
the
rest of the game.
Paying attention to Tavion. Jerry Jones with G-Bag today at 10:30, by the way. Over.
Over.
38 yards.
Over 38 yards.
Over.
I think the over too.
Receiving yards on Jalen Ramsey.
Ooh.
17.5.
Pro Football Focus, by the way, did not have him as a top five corner with their numbers that were released yesterday.
Well, I mean, how do they got somebody watching all these games?
What's the name of the guy on the couch?
Games?
Byron was number one.
Yeah, he's nobody worried about him.
So, Mickey, after I told you Byron's number one, what do you think of Pro Football Focus now?
Well, I mean, like, they're pretty good. I mean, I've been telling you guys, they're so much better than the other people.
How many yards?
17.5 on Jalen Ramsey.
I'll go.
That's basically one catch.
I'll go over, barely.
A long first down.
It can't be in zone.
It's going to be man up.
It's going to be man up.
Who's the man?
Who does Jalen shadow in this game?
Ed Lovers way
back
in
the man
day.
Is, he's not getting thrown to.
Who does Jalen travel
like,
with?
Zeke is going to, or Dak is going to look around and he's going to identify where Jalen Ramsey is and he's going to go, well, Can't throw that way.
Oh, whoa, why? We challenge Darius Slade nonstop.
Yeah.
We went, all right, so over under. 18
under,
yards.
Under.
Under 18.
18. Under 18 yards on Jalen Ramsey.
Man.
Individual.
All right, I'll
specifically.
I'll go under too.
All right, I'm gonna take the under.
Targets to Jalen.
targets
over under 3.5.
Okay.
Under. I think they'll target him 3 times. I feel good about that. Under.
Under. Under. They won't under. Test him.
But don't forget, Bouye.
No slouch.
Bouye is no slouch.
And finally.
And they'll test him 1,000 times over Jalen.
Points. Over under 10.5.
Under. They lose 23-10.
Oh,
I had it initially at 9.5.
Oh,
but I was like, you know, I wanted to make it so like you need to have more than 2 scores.
You know how much Bassick is loving this segment right now? He is chuckling. I can hear him chuckling in his car.
There's no way it's under. You'll get at least 1 touchdown from Zeke.
7.
Brett Maher. You'll get 2 field goals.
That's still
from
under the 10.5.
You'll get two field goals from him.
From Maher, which?
Yeah, worst case scenario, you're getting like 4 field goals from Brett, the triple threat.
They're not getting a field range 4 times.
Yeah, they might. Get a defensive turnover once or twice. Yeah.
You think they're going to have 4 separate occasions where they gain 40 yards?
No. I don't think that, but I think they'll get a turnover once or twice. I think they'll like get a special teams play that gets them to start a drive at their 40. Right. You know, and Brett Maher can kick 60 yarders. You know, that's the type of range this guy's got. Maharvik.
All right. Jerry Jones again, 10:30.
Over 10 points, baby. Let's finish this out with some optimism. Over.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.